So 2022 Star Maker Grand Finalist Billy Joe Porter has got a new single out called More Than Friends. Let's have a listen. You've been lying to yourself. And Billy joins us to have a chat about it. How are we doing today, Billy?
I'm doing excellent.
That's the way. Tell us a little bit about the song. What's it More Than Friends all about?
Oh, look, it was a song that I just kind of started smashing out on the guitar, just reflecting on that awkward time where you're, you know, you're friends with someone, but you maybe want a little more, and I'm sure we've all been through it, but, yeah, I definitely had, and... Yeah, I got in touch with Greta Zilla, who helped me write this one, and we were just like remembering those awkward times, and how, you know, no one wants to bring it up, no one wants to be the one to like put their, you know, feelings on the line, but yeah, I went through an experience with my now partner, Kyle, who we were friends and hanging out, and yeah, I just had to woman up and tell it like it was.
Had to put the big boy pants on and ask the question.
Yeah. Exactly, and it turned out well for me. So, yeah, that's kind of where this song idea came from.
It's a real knife edge, that situation, because obviously you're hoping that they'll say yes and reciprocate your feelings, but the worst thing they could do is go, no, what are you thinking? Come on.
I know, it's a total rip-off of the Band-Aid, isn't it? Yeah, but I mean, it's either you do it, you jump right in and you tell it like it is and speak your truth and let those feelings out, or you just, you know, live in wonder and maybe something that's really special could really just slip on by.
Well, it falls under the category without great risk, there is no great reward, isn't there?
There you go, yeah, exactly.
So are you going to be touring around to support the single?
Yeah, I've got a lot of dates lined up and down the East Coast, and yeah, I'm just always adding more songs to the gig list. I love getting out and playing live, so yeah, this is definitely a special one that gets a run in all the sets.
Do you feel that way when you're writing it? You're thinking, oh, actually, this is a really contagious hit. People are going to be toe-tapping this one for a long time to come?
Oh, look, I don't really think too much on it, but with this song, I did kind of start it off and... something else came up, so I had to leave the song, and it just kept coming back, and I'm like, oh, I've got to finish this, and I'm like, that's when I reached out to Greta, because I knew it was just the ones that kind of haunt you and keep coming back want to be finished, and yeah, it was really good to be able to work with her and you know, get a bit of a different spin on it as well.
So was it like the melody was stuck in your head, you needed to get out of there?
Exactly, yep. Yeah, all the first few lines, yeah, and the ooh bits kept coming back, and I just found myself, like, you know, zipping around singing it.
I've always wondered that about songwriters, where, you know, when do you throw in the ooh bit or the la-la or the ooh-ah? How do you know when to put those important parts of a song in there?
I don't know. Look, to be honest, if I knew how it all worked, I'd be writing way more songs. But yeah, this one, I just started playing this cool riff on the guitar, and I'm like, ooh, I like this. And then I just started singing what came naturally, and then the ooh bits also came along. So I was like, I don't know where it comes from, but it's fun when it all kind of arrived and it fits in nicely.
And we will be inspired to tap our toe to More Than Friends the next time we hear it. Billy Joe Porter, thank you very much for joining us, and good luck with the single.
Thanks so much for having me on the show. It's been awesome.